Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Big Skit, and I am on our very first podcast with Just Be TV, and this is
Just Get Comics.
Man, you was behind.
Oh, my bad. No, this is our first one. You know, we'll get it, though. We'll get it.
Man, why don't you tell them why this was so important that we had to do this, man?
All right, here, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first podcast. Like my boy Big Skit just said, I am Just Be TV. And today, the reason why we're getting into this podcast is because we're going to be talking about The Flash, the TV show The Flash. And y'all know you guys out there love that show as much as we do, but we have to do a podcast because we got to talk about the last episode, Enter Zoom. We have to talk about that. Oh, yeah, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, myself and Big Skit, we did a fifth episode review of the Flash.
Yes,
and it will be coming out no later than this Wednesday. We've been very busy and we're very sorry about that, but we're going to get to it. But right now, we're going to talk about Enter Zoom. Okay.
Oh, first off, goodness gracious. Okay. You go.
All right. First off, I just want to get into, like, my goodness, is Zoom not as scary as hell? This Zoom looks so damn scary.
Dude,
like, Reverse Flash
has
nothing
on him. I thought he was exaggerating when he said that he had the face of death itself. He wasn't kidding.
He was not kidding. His voice, the mask looks like you remember on The Matrix when Neo couldn't move his mouth? Remember that part?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Do
it looks like
how the mask reacts with his mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah, man. I mean, oh God, dude, oh, it's so awesome. But you know what's even more funny, man? I was and this is a side note because it's funny that you should just so happen to bring up that very first, you know, first off. It's them saying that he has the face of death itself. You know, that's referencing the fact that it's possibly, you know, death. Because death has a Flash incarnation of itself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, see, I know about that. But that death incarnation Flash is actually Barry Allen.
Well, that's what they were saying, but it's like, that's just it. I don't recall. Yeah, we did. We got a definitive answer. But for a while there, they weren't sure. I mean, but then again, it is a Verse 2, and it is, I mean, come on, man, we all know. Everybody saw his face, right?
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Face. Okay,
yeah.
We all know that that's his dad, okay? I mean,
you know what? You know, we're making it. You know, people, we're making a huge, huge assumption. But I'm pretty sure we're both pretty sure that that's Barry's dad from Earth 2. We're pretty sure about that. If we're wrong,
I think it's a small assumption.
A small assumption. I'm gonna say that it's a big assumption because
if you look at
they didn't really show the eyes.
Everybody has memes on that thing all over the place with Zoom and his dad, like, all lined up perfectly, and the eyes look just like it.
Well, I'm talking about from the actual, like, the show. Like, if you go back and watch Enter Zoom, the episode, on that episode, his eyes were just black. Like, you couldn't see it, because I was really looking like, okay, let me see if I can see his eyes. And they didn't really show his eyes in on that episode, it was like all black.
I don't know, man. I think you're crazy. You know what? Since you're talking about it, I'm going to check, and I will let you know if I feel that you are correct in what you say.
Check it out.
All right,
I literally watched it, like that last part, like three times, because I was just so in awe. you know, not even in awe. I was literally like real talk. I was shaking. I'm like, oh my god, like how are they gonna kill him? Like he just broke Barry's back and Big Skid, he mentioned to me when we were talking about it over text that he was just dragging this dude by the neck.
Man, Dragon Ball Z style, dude. I'm talking about every Dragon Ball Z character boss in existence does to Vegeta.
I feel like you know what we should do.
He
like,
is the only character that gets dragged around by his face like that.
We should do a image of two pictures. One with Zoom grabbing Flash, holding him by the neck, and where Broly is dragging Vegeta.
Oh, that's cold blooded. That's cold blooded.
Yo, but
why you gotta talk about the Prince of All Saiyans like that?
Hey, you know what? Let me fall back because at this point right now, my boy is not watching Dragon Ball Super, but I am. And at this point, Vegeta is stronger than Goku. It is stronger than Goku. It is validated. It is guaranteed. It is without a doubt. Right now, he is stronger than Goku.
Boom.
It's already been proven.
Boom. Look at that. That's my boy right there. You know what I'm saying? Clap it up. Clap it up for him. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to clap that up for him. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow.
Man, you know
what I'm saying? But we're going to get back to Interzoom. Another thing Big Skid and I talked about over text, so we were talking about so much stuff over text, but we wanted to put it on podcast. But another thing we were talking about was that I told him my theory on how maybe Barry can walk again and as well be faster than Zoom. And here's my theory, ladies and gentlemen. My theory is that, okay, Barry can't walk right now. So since he can't walk, he's going to need a wheelchair. And you know what? Doesn't Star Labs, Cisco, and Caitlin and all them have a wheelchair just there because there was somebody who used a wheelchair? Oh, yeah, his name was Harrison Wells, but not Earth 2 Harrison Wells, Harrison Wells, Earth 1 Harrison Wells, which is AKA Reverse Flash. Now, with that being said, that wheelchair powered Reverse Flash to make him faster. It was supposed to make him faster, and essentially, it didn't make him faster than Barry at one point. Not even at one point throughout the whole first season, because Barry never really.
It helped him absorb the Speed Force.
Exactly. So with that being said, okay, if you factor in Barry's healing factor, because he's going to heal, if you factor that in, put him in that chair, I feel like that chair will basically give Barry like a boost. You know what I mean? Like it'll give him a boost over a long period of time, and it just kind of jolts his legs to wake up all of a sudden and be able to be as fast as Zoom. And what do you have to say about that, Big Kid?
Now, see, I like that theory. In the Flights of Fancy, that can be theorized as possible in this realm.
Right.
But I think it's too high, the Flights of Fancy. I believe the chair could work. Well, I believe the chair could work for what you're saying. Saying that it's going to jolt his legs back going, the thing is, like, it is a back injury. And what I said, it depends. Is it, like, a real back injury? Like, did he break his back and they're going to need to, like, do some kind of realignment, some kind of risky surgery? Or was it just, did he just bane him real quick? You know what I'm saying?
When he hit him, when he hit him in his back, you heard the little, you heard it. And he was down.
Well, you heard the same thing on, what's the name? On Bruce.
On what?
When Bane dropped the big knee on him.
But you know, right. Bruce had time to heal, though. Flash, I mean, Barry right now don't have time to heal because Zoom is still out there causing
that's not the same.
Muck, man.
That's not the same. Look who you're talking about. The amount of time that it took Bruce to heal is the same amount of time that it would take Barry to heal because of how fast he heals.
I feel like it should take him a lot shorter than that. You know what I mean? Because I mean, his healing factor is pretty fast. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, look, he woke up, like, what, within a few hours, and his how long did they say he was out?
I don't think they really pointed out. I think he was out for a few hours.
Yeah, and he didn't even have any bruises on his face after he just got drug around by the face, by the back of the neck, like a bad kid in a store. So he's just being drug around like he ain't nothing.
Hey, speaking of the hospital, remember that part with Barry's dad? Well, not his biological dad, but Iris's dad, the cop.
Yeah.
Okay, remember when he got in Harrison Wells' face and everything, and he was just talking mess, and he said something, and Harrison Wells kind of just loped up, and freaking Iris's dad was and just pushed him back. I was like, oh.
I was like,
Harrison Wells. Man.
Hey, man, hey, you know what's messed up? I have money on
what?
Harrison.
Nah.
I have money on, yeah, man. Dude, hey, dude, did you see the way he fought against Flash? That was basically, you know, Lex Luthor fighting against Superman.
Are you talking about Harrison Wells from Earth 1 or Harrison Wells from Earth 2? Because I feel like Harrison Wells
from
Earth 2.
Yeah, remember when he was fighting with Jay?
Oh, yeah.
You guys haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see when I do the. I'm going to be like, it's Varsity Blues. It's Varsity Blues.
You know,
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, too. That was like the total reenactment of Starship Troopers. That whole fight scene.
It really was, bro. They were only missing the flip.
Dude, I went back and watched it just for that one part, just to laugh, dude. Because it was just so similar.
You was like, damn. Cam's right. Man.
Yo, so, I want to hear your theory on how maybe Flash can get his legs back. And also be able to get his speed faster than Zoom, because he has to catch up to Zoom. Because right now, he's a lot slower than Zoom.
Well, excuse me. You let me blow my nose because I sound like Steve Urkel right now.
All right.
So, dang it. This is horrible radio. But you know what? It's real shit.
Hashtag sniffles.
Man, that's so messed up. Don't hashtag it that when we upload it. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right, so look, here's my theory. Plain and simple. This isn't something that is going to keep him down, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a show. I mean, come on. So let's theorize realistically. Okay. Superhero with speed. Incredible
right.
healing. I think
right.
the issue is that his healing is what's causing him not to walk, because he's healing so fast. The nerve endings don't have time to connect properly. Or what if when he hit him in the back, he didn't actually break his back, but instead separated similar to Bruce's and therefore pinching the nerves, not allowing the signals to be sent to his legs. Right? Makes sense? Kind of, sort of?
I get it. But.
Right.
But I really feel like it's like, okay, if he did do that and he separated the bone from another bone, so it's like it's not connected at this point right now, I feel like still Flash's healing factor will cover that. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Wolverine, dude.
I mean, look, you got to think about it. He got beat up. I mean, his face looked horrible when he took off the mask.
Man.
But then hours later, when he woke up, the scar was nearly gone. You know what I mean? So the tissue reattached itself. You know what I mean? Hashtag sniffles.
Mess.
You're gonna have to excuse my co-host, ladies and gentlemen. having a little sniffles right now. Hashtag sniffles.
Man. You're going to make that a thing, aren't you? You're gonna
yes,
make...
I am. Yes, I am.
So look, check this out. All right, so what were we talking about?
We're talking about the hip in his back.
Okay, so I gave you my theory on how he can walk again.
Right.
Now, my theory is the same as it's always going to be for people of D.C. It's always going to be the same for people of D.C. because all of their characters have the same thing. All of the characters in D.C. have to deal with their mind and the mental blocks that they put up. It has always been that way.
Okay, I agree with you on that one. You're exactly right.
That Flash can run as fast as he can even imagine himself to. He just hasn't figured it out, and Wells told him that. He told him that he could. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, when Barry figures it out, I think it's all going to come down to anger and desire. Something horrible is going to happen, as it always does, or something really horrible is about to happen, and maybe Flash could get there in time. But then again, other stories tell us that Flash tends to lose something, like important thing. So maybe something happens. Like, I don't know, maybe a certain Wally gets hurt some kind of way, right?
Man, you know what? This is how I feel about this, man. Like, why, like, if I'm a superhero, why wait to something extraordinary, something really bad for me to really gain something when it's like, okay, remember on the first season when he thought freaking Iris was about to die, Iris' dad, which is his dad, is about to die, and he freaking ran so fast he went back in time? Do you know how fast you have to run to go back in time? He had to break the sound barrier. He had to already break the sound barrier and break Mach 6, go back in time. So with that being said, if I'm Barry and everything, I'm going to remember that. So I'm going to be like, you know what? I can go back in time anytime I want to. You know, and I can the speed it takes to go back in time, I'm going to keep that in my thoughts, dude. Like, I'm gonna run into this pace all the time.
Dude, real talk. Just for one moment, think about that. Without any machine, without anything else but pure thought and desire and will to save everybody, he was able to go back in time.
Right.
Something that he was only able to do later by colliding with a particle or something like that.
Yeah.
What was it? I don't remember what it was that he collided with or whatever. That was the only way he could do it then?
Yeah.
What? Can you explain that to me, Mr. Postman?
I just don't get it and everything. I just don't get it. What I do want to get back to is Doom too. Dude, did it scare you a little bit when Flash threw the lightning bolt and he caught it and threw it back at him?
Okay, look. First of all, I don't know when Jay taught him how to throw lightning, because I don't recall them talking about that at all.
You don't remember the episode when he did that?
There, huh?
It was an episode where he taught him how to do that.
Damn it, I'm going to have to go back. Crap.
Yeah.
What episode he taught him how to throw it?
Oh, remember, it was he was fighting a dude that could turn into sand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, like, freaking he told Jared was telling him that, hey, yeah, you can do that. I wasn't fast enough to do that, but you are.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned it in, like, passing. He mentioned it in passing, so it's like, oh, he taught him how to, whatever. All right,
they actually had a scene where he was actually practicing how to do it, but he kept missing.
Damn it, okay. But, dude, when he did it, I was like, man, that's awesome. I was like, finally, dude, like, he's going to hit him, and then, like, we're going to have some kind of big reveal or something like that, right?
Right.
And he did it, but I was like, man, you were taking a long time to do this, right? I was like, man.
Right.
And then he throws it, and then I was like, okay, he's just going to move to the side. No, he's jumping, flipping. That's impossible. He threw it at him.
Right.
I was like, and dude, and the messed up part was when he threw it at him, it got a little bit too real for me because, dude, like he hit that pole like hard, and then they didn't show like the part where he like slowly falls to the ground. Like they went in fast motion for that part where he slammed on the ground, and like I was like, wow.
Yeah. You know,
and then when picked him up, dude, I was like, at the end of the day, man, isn't he only like 20, 21 or something? Like that? I was like, man, this is a kid. I was like, why would you do that? I was like, this is a kid, bro. Like, come on. I was like really concerned for him, dude. I was like, he is really young Flash right now.
That's really
like,
young
man.
Flash. Hashtag breast milk.
Wow. Mother's milk.
Hey, real talk. You know, I want to break that scene down even more further than you did.
Okay.
When he did that, you got to think about it. Okay, you know how fast you have to he has to run to throw that damn lightning bolt. Let's just focus on that real quick. How fast he has to run to actually throw it. Okay, now.
Just B. I think we lost Just B. Let's see. Just B. Uh-oh. I think we lost him. Did we?
My bad.
All right, there we go. Man, I was like, man, we're having technical difficulties here. He's back, though. He is back. Now, what were you saying? How fast was he going?
You know, like, you got to think how fast Flash was going to actually throw an actual lightning bolt. So he has to go pretty fast, right? I would say maybe a lot faster than a sound barrier, correct?
Right.
Okay, so with that being said, he pulls it off. He throws the lightning bolt. Now, do you know how strong or probably even fast you have to be to throw a lightning bolt, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, even when lightning is caught on camera, like, all you see is a literally faster than an eye blink flash.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So he throws it at Zoom. Zoom, you know, Zoom, he's like, you know what? I'll do you one better, Flash. I'm going to move faster than the lightning bolt. I'm going to do a flip. I'm not going to just get it and throw it and spin around. No, I'm going to do a flip, catch it in midair, come down and throw it right back at you. Do you know how fast you have to be to do something like that? That's what blew my mind.
My goodness. Dude, that's
what
was so scary.
That blew my mind.
That's what was so scary, dude, because I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, And I'm like, I know he's that fast. He's faster because, dude,
you're right.
He is so fast. He is so, so freaking fast, dude. And it's like, but he's not there yet. This is just a kid. He hasn't even started to learn how to fight yet.
Hashtag mother's milk.
Mm. Dude, like Flash was the Flash for a few years. Before he finally learned how to fight, before he figured to start teaching himself. And we're only in season two, man. He's only been Flash for a year. For a year, bro. And he gets, no matter how many times he gets thrown around, he won't learn.
Which but you know what? It's the growing pains of being a superhero. It's the growing pains. And they all go through it at some point. Freaking Oliver, he went through it when he was on the island. Or not on the island.
Dude, he didn't want... No. He didn't want to fight. All right? He didn't want to fight. He had to fight. There was a difference.
Yeah. But he had to go through it. He had to go through the growing pains of it. Batman went through it the year one. He went through it.
He did that to himself.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say Superman went through it. I mean, because if you look at Man of Steel, I mean, there's clearly a bunch of mistakes that he made that he could have easily, you know what, let me not do that. But we're not gonna get into that because, you know, that's a whole different other thing.
Man,
but yeah,
dude, yeah. Don't even start with that. I mean, come on.
But you know,
like, I'm sorry that my superheroes operate in a realistic world. Haven't you seen the meme Marvel DC? Make it out of here.
But you know, we're not going to get into it because there's some flaws in that. But you know what? We're going to keep it straight to the Flash. And we got four more minutes before this. We log out of here. And one thing I want to go over to before you guys before we get out of here is I don't know if you guys caught this, ladies and gentlemen. And first, my co-host didn't catch it, but I told him this. But Harrison Wells' daughter is Jessie Quick. And if you know comic books, you know who Jessie Quick is. That is another version of Flash. And Big Skicks, tell them what you were telling me about what may or may not happen, or what we probably would like to see.
I was curious. I mean, because it's just all of this speed is happening, like, right now. These aren't, like, secondary characters where it's like they have different powers. There's so much speed being thrown around. We got Wally in the background. Now we got Jessie Quick. There's so much speed force being thrown around. Are we possibly going to see her get her powers? I mean, we already know that other people are on their way to get theirs.
FYI, ladies and gentlemen, he said Wally, and we're talking about Wally West, because on the show that brought Iris' mother, Iris brought it to her mother that she has a brother, but they didn't say his name. But we're assuming that it's Wally West, and it probably is Wally West. Most likely it's Wally West. We discussed it on our film review.
Most likely. Are you going to give me that it's an assumption again, Mess? Come
no,
on.
No. You know
it's
what?
Not an assumption, brother.
It's a guarantee that it's Wally West, ladies and gentlemen. But keep going with what you're saying. Just in case people didn't know what you were talking about, but go ahead.
Man, come on. Look, she mentioned her son, and we all know that it's Wally because we all know his last name is West. We were all wondering where he was going to come from. Iris didn't have no nephews. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, dude. I was just saying, man. I heard they had no nephew.
Hey, but go back to what you're saying about Jessie Quick.
Oh man. You know what? We're gonna have to cut it short. We're gonna have to cut it here, you guys. You know what I'm saying?
But we got
man?
Two minutes.
Dude. We got less. All right. We only got time enough to tell everybody goodbye.
All right. Well. We hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. This is our very first one and everything. We're probably going to have more, most likely. We're going to have more. And feel free to check us out on our YouTube page, which is, go ahead and tell them, Big Skit.
That is going to be YouTube.com/JustSkitComics. And make sure that you also check us out at our group on Facebook, Just Skit Comics, as well as JS Comics. Hit it up on the group section. And don't worry, there will be links in the description of this podcast. And also, make sure that you comment, all right? We want to make sure that we're doing what you want. If you want to hear more of us, man, we can have these podcasts out for you every single day if need be, except Sundays. We don't work on the seventh day.
Yes. Hashtag church day.
Man of God. All right, y'all, we're going to go on and get up out of here. I am Big Skit. This is Just BTV, and this is Just
Skit.
Man, come on, really?
Comics.
You want to try this again? All right.
I'm doing it when you're doing it.
This is Just BTV, and this is Just Skit. Man, for real?
Just Skit Comics.
Wow.
I'm doing it when you're doing it, man. I think it's because we're over the phone, but it's all right, though. We'll get it right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about it. This is Just
Skit Comics.
Comics.
We out.
We out.
Oh, man.